talked to Tom Johnson, and he's meeting with Mrs. Johnson in about an hour.
Yeah.
And the girls, and they'll work on the plan. Yeah. They don't know what they want to do.
I know. I talked to Mrs. Johnson. She said she doesn't know yet.
Okay.
Now, you told him that I would not attend anything at the cathedral.
Flatly, did you? Oh, yeah. But I also explained, that I made the strong suggestion that it would not be suitable for President Johnson's memory for him to be up at the cathedral. And he said, I understand exactly, and I appreciate your telling me, because I didn't realize what Sayer had been doing.
That's right.
So that...
Great. Because I am going now, regardless of what Dick Moore and all these other babbling idiots say, there is to be nothing at that cathedral. I will not go, even if it's the only thing. Is that clear?
Yeah.
And Ehrlichman, Moore, all the other softheads, I will not listen to them. Is that clear?
Tell them
now so they don't put the heat on me, will you please?
I don't think there will be anything at the cathedral, because I think Tom's got that understood.
Okay.
Question is, what they do in Washington.
God damn it, have it up at the Capitol.
That's right. Well, that's what I said, that obviously where he should be is at the Capitol, where he would be at home. That would be totally inappropriate for him to be at the cathedral.
Good.
And he got the point right away.
It's all right.
He's going to take over the thing, obviously.
Good.
As I said, he's meeting with her in a little while, and he'll call me after their meeting tonight. We've got the plane for Linda to get her down, and
she knows it, does she?
Yeah, and assigned the backup thing, and I assured Tom of any help that they wanted, and
I told her that we had the Blair House and all that, so I went
said I was sure you were telling her that.
Yeah, that Blair House is available, and I would participate in any way they wanted. I just wanted to do whatever their plans were and so forth and so on.
Right.
I also told her that we were going to have an announcement in the next couple of days that I know he would like, and so that was that.
Okay.
And so that's it. Okay, I just hope to Christ, Bob, that on this one the Johnsons will be savvy enough not to let that goddamn cathedral get into it.
I'm sure they
will. It'll be well noted if it isn't done,
I'm sure they
will. See, with Eisenhower having used it and Truman not and Johnson not, everybody will know it. And if Ziegler gets the question, or Klein, or one of our other little boys about this, they're to stand damn firm. The president will not go to the cathedral.
Right.
I want that said. You understand?
Yes, sir.
I want the line drawn.
Right.
Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Draw the line. Okay. God damn it. I'm not.
The line, the son of a bitch. Runs the place.
I'm not going to the cathedral. That's all there is to it. I mean, he's in the pale as far as I'm concerned.
He's opposed to the national policy.
That's right. And he's opposed to Johnson. He's opposed to me. The hell with him. I'm not going. And if the cathedral isn't anything in this, I will not go. I don't care what the heads of government or anything else. And I'm going to stay right here in Washington, too. I will not leave.
Right.
Now, the other thing I thought is that I just can't go on that Sunday night thing now, Ehrlichman to the contrary, notwithstanding. Because as Bryce says, if you go on and attack the Great Society and all the rest on Sunday night, that isn't in very goddamn good taste, as you well realize.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not going to do it. And I'm just not in the mood, to after doing another funeral on Thursday or Friday, to then go on national television and kick the hell out of the Great Society while we're scuttling all these programs. So talk to John about it and see if we can postpone the thing a week. That's about all I can think of.
Okay.
In the meantime, what I think this might be a very good way for me to get off to Florida for 3 days.
Yeah.
If I could go Thursday night, since we're gonna put the Sato thing must be put off a week. I mean, in view of all this, you see.
Yep.
And put it off a week. I don't want to have a dinner for him during the Johnson mourning period either. See?
Right.
That's a very good reason to put that off if you haven't already done it. So, say, put that off. And then Thursday, I could just take off and go to Florida and spend Friday, Saturday, Sunday there,
Right.
If the weather's good. Don't you think so?
Sure.
And then, but I don't feel that we ought to go on. You see, what your domestic council boys won't understand is that the funeral is going to get a hell of a play, how the Truman funeral did.
Yep.
And then for me to come on in I'm gassing on Sunday night about the domestic things that they're all obsessed with, but the country doesn't give one goddamn about at the moment. They will next week, but not this week, is wrong. But I hope you can sell them on it, because I want them to feel that it's a good decision. See?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. But at least we certainly got the problem of going to the Congress decided easily, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
God, but he couldn't possibly go up there under these circumstances.
Takes care of that.
That's right. We'll just do it in a quiet way now.
I think you got no problem if Henry gets his settlement tomorrow and going on tomorrow night.
I agree. We'll leave it. Leave it to Henry. That's what he ever, whatever he, now has a little running room in case he's got a hell of a problem with the South Vietnamese.
He kind of felt that he might want to, might want to take another day, and this makes it possible for him to do that.
Right. Good.
Okay.
Now, the statement still hasn't arrived. I suppose the goddamn thing is still on the typewriter. Is that the trouble?